With today's high energy costs, everyone is looking for ways to save money on power bills as well as taking care of the Earth's natural resources. Of course, you could always just keep your home hot in the summer and eat a lot of popsicles, and in the winter you could put on a lot of sweaters and hover by tiny space heaters in the rooms where you live. However, being uncomfortable is not the only option. There are actually better ways to keep your home cool in the summer. One way is by using a whole house fan that allows for cleaner interior air and makes the most of the cyclical cooling during the day. A whole house fan is installed in a home's attic and it is designed to pull air through the entire home and vent the hot air out of the attic. This helps in two ways. First of all, it cools the attic, and although traditionally the belief has been that having hot air above your head does nothing to the air inside the home, it makes sense logically that the heat will transfer downwards, even if it is only a degree or two. Having fresh cool air in the attic also makes your attic construction last longer. Boards, insulation, and wiring will just have a longer lifespan if it is in a cooler environment. Second, a major source of illnesses in the home is stagnant air that holds all the allergens and pollutants within a tightly sealed box. Getting all of those harmful things out of the house during the day and sucking in fresher air that is untainted can make a huge difference in the respiratory health of the people living there. The way this works is fairly simple. During the hot part of the day, late morning to late afternoon, the fan stays off, and more traditional methods of cooling, whether with central air or an evaporative cooler, are used to keep the house cool. Then, when the sun sets and the air outside gets cooler, the homeowner opens up all the windows, which are strategically placed to provide maximum ventilation, and turns on the whole house fan. This sucks cool air through the windows into the house and circulates it, and the hot air exits through the vents at the top of the attic. This can be a short-term thing if the home is then cool and comfortable, or it can go on all night and keep the home at a comfortable temperature. Then, as morning comes and the air outside becomes more warm than is comfortable, the windows are closed again, the fan is turned off, and the standard cooling systems are turned back on. These whole house systems are not very expensive to install, although you might have to wire your attic, and if there are issues with window placement and venting, that might require a bit of construction. These systems might also require the installation of a thermostat if the system is designed to turn on automatically or turn on and off as necessary. They work best in parts of the country that have cooler evenings most of the year rather than those that are hot all night long in the summer, although even then it would depend on individual tastes.